There's no laughing in room 2. The voices sound dangerous. There's swearing, then a door shuts. It doesn't slam, because all the doors are spring-loaded, closing with a controlled, unsatisfying whoosh. Then footsteps rush the corridor. A woman's head flashes past my window. She's short. Her head skims the bottom edge. She's wearing brown-rimmed glasses and a tortoiseshell claw that grips most of her sandy hair. Her right hand clutches the back of her neck. Beside me, Mum is all meerkat. Her attention twitches from the door to the wall, then to me. After 20 days in room 1, she's forgotten that out in the real world, people get pissed off, that tempers are short, like at school, where kids arc up after getting bumped in the lunch line. She's forgotten about egos and rage. Mum readies herself to launch into action, to follow that woman and offer tea, date scones, and a shoulder to lean on. Mum.
Yes?
Save the pep talk for tomorrow.
You think?
What I think is that they'll both need more than Mum's counsel. They'll need alcohol, probably. 5 milligrams of Valium, perhaps. I lay down nosy, snapping the squares onto the board, but Mum doesn't take the bait.
Why would anyone argue like that? In a cancer ward? Surely they'd just...
As if through a megaphone, a voice comes booming through the wall.
What on earth?
Then a beat kicks in that jolts us both. Mum's letters clatter to the floor. Music, of sorts, is invading my room at a level previously unknown on Ward 7G. The new girl must have brought her own speakers and lumped them on the shelf above the bed, facing the wall, then cranked them right up to the max. Some singer howls through the plaster. Doesn't she know it's our wall? Mum sprawled on all fours, crawling under my bed to retrieve her 7 letters, while the room throbs with electropop, ass-squeezing and wanting it bad. I've heard the song before, maybe a year or two ago. When Mum gets up off the floor, she's holding a bonus T and X, a strawberry.